in the Bible will I find condemnation of the sin of homosexuality? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. This degrading and despicable sin is graphically described in a context in the Scriptures in which depravity found its greatest depths. It is appalling to contemplate the dreadful company it keeps. Paul said in Romans 1, 21-27, "Because that knowing God, they glorified Him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of corruptible men, and of birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up in their lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves. For this cause God gave them up to vile passions, for their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working unseemliness and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was due." The word recompense in the passage denotes a punishment for an evil deed. The punishment of the homosexuals of Sodom and Gomorrah was a complete annihilation. The present-day sodomites are receiving a just recompense in the disease of AIDS and are outcasts in society. It would be difficult to imagine a blacker picture of human depravity as it existed in the heathen world of the first century, as described in this vivid portrayal by the Apostle Paul. The dark lust then harbored in the flesh not only led to disease, corruption, and death, but extended to intellectual and moral degradation and ultimate destruction of those engaging in such, morally, spiritually, and physically. Men cannot disregard the laws of God with impunity. A fearful day of reckoning eventually comes, as is clearly demonstrated in the fiery day of Sodom for the same sins in the long ago. Homosexuality was a sin in the days of Abraham and Lot. It was a sin in the days of Moses. It is a sin today, and all have been warned. Romans 15:4 reminds us, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope."